What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Dude from Los Angeles podcast. Yo, yo, yo. Man, what I'm going to start to do is these little promos at the beginning. So if anybody wants to sponsor one of these podcasts, please hit me up on Instagram, send me a DM, or if you got an email, dudefromlapod. I'm pretty sure that's the email. I got to get that straight because I don't want to send you guys to like some random, some fake like... Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Dude from LA Pod. Dude from LA Pod at gmail.com. Reach out to me. You know, like right now, it's pretty easy to get in to become a sponsor for one of these, man. You could, I don't know, if you sell clothes on the internet, if you make candles, you know, anything, and you want to get a lot of people that listen to this, man, I'm surprised that people are actually paying attention to this as much as that. Like whoever is listening to it now, I mean, thank you. And it freaks me out. It literally is more than my Instagram followers, which is crazy. I thought that was going to be like a popping thing, but like people like to listen to stuff, man. They don't want to follow your ass on Instagram. They don't want to see my pictures about my dogs and shit. But, this episode is brought to you by Sarah's Market. Sarah's Market is a craft beer fucking carniceria market in City Terrace, man. It's where I grew up, and I was super surprised, like, the first time I went there, how much of a selection they got in, like, two doors. Like, you know, for those of you that don't know, I'm, like, in and out of liquor stores all day, like, for work, guys. I'm not over here just drinking myself to death. But it's not so much as like the impressiveness of like a door. Is it impressiveness? That's not a word. It's more like the selection, and it's almost like when you go to like a wine, you know, Somalian and stuff, and you get to like a sommelier, and then they're like, oh, you know what you haven't tried is this, is that, and you're going to leave with like just a basket full of things that you haven't heard of, haven't tried, and it's always a good time. Sarah and Steven, they're great people, so for sure, go ahead and go and check them out at 3455 City Terrace Drive in East Los Angeles. I mean, they've been around since 1986, you know, like, I mean, they've been around for a long time, so 3455 City Terrace Drive, Los Angeles, California. For sure, go ahead and follow them on Instagram at Sarah's Market. And, you know, tell them that you were sent by the dude from LA and that you listen. You're like, hey, man, thank you for the recommendation. They sent us down here. They told us you guys are dope. And they'll hook you up, man. They're great people. And that's it. On this episode, we have, man, Danny. He's a wonderful DJ. So, man, I had a great conversation with him. So I hope you guys enjoy the interview. Peace. It's not fun, I'm kidding. Go for it, man. Spit the dope tracks. Better watch out your backs. Oh, some. That doesn't even make any sense.
It didn't.
You said hey. Nothing.
Said nothing. We could go back. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Dude from Los Angeles podcast. This time we're in studio, and what I'm trying to create is the home studio here at the Raj, is what we call it, and. We got the wonderful Danny Costa Music, you know, freaking coming in, talking. You put that thing right up to your face and then,
yeah.
Like right up there.
Mm. Gotta get in there.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it, man. Dude, tell her, okay, your mix has got me through a freaking travel from Mexico, you know, and it literally was like a good... It was like a good backdrop, like the techno ones.
Yeah.
Like a good backdrop. Whenever I think about Mexico, I think fucking... They're in a techno and shit. And yeah, perreadas, you know?
Yeah.
It's reggaeton and techno.
Yeah, they're really big in the house scene right now, the house techno scene. There was just an event there this weekend, and I just got sad watching all the videos. I'm like, shit, I wasn't there.
Really?
But yeah, it was a really dope event. Mexico's really big, and there's some big house music artists coming out of Mexico, so it's really exciting.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know that there was even like a blend between like house music and like norteños and stuff.
Yeah. I haven't gotten around to that, but I'm gonna look into that shit.
You're gonna look, yeah. But dude, tell everybody how we met. You know, like it was real simple. You know, where you come from,
yeah.
Not where you come from, but you know, how did this whole thing come to be? Because it was just real funny.
Yeah. Well, you showed up to the lunch truck. You
know,
my family has a business, pretty known now. It goes by Carnitas El Momo. You came around to the lunch truck. I know Billy had been on the show before.
Yeah.
And he mentioned to you, like, hey, you know, this guy's an up-and-coming DJ, or, you know, he's trying to do something in his community. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you invited me over to the show, and here we are.
Here we are, man. Thank you for freeing up some time. I know it's a Monday.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, do you usually have Mondays off?
Yeah, Monday mornings, yeah.
Oh, damn, what the fuck, man? Hey, if I work a Saturday, I'll let you know. Come back if you have anything to promote and stuff.
Or, all right, for sure. Yeah, man, definitely.
But it definitely worked out like that. How are you related to everybody else at Carnitas El Momo?
It's my family. Billy's my uncle. Momo is my grandfather. I'm one of his daughter's sons.
Yeah. Jeez, dude.
Yeah.
You know what's okay? Here's another one, because this family runs deep, guys. If you guys don't know, this family is everywhere, and it relates in some weird ways. I used to get my hair cut at freaking Jesse's barbershop.
Okay.
With Avila.
Yeah.
Avila, I've been hearing this fucking story forever. I've been trying to get him on the podcast.
All right.
He just works, you know? Yeah. He's a dude that works in the shop now. And I don't think he gets the concept of a podcast. He's just like, wait, I mean, we're going to talk?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I guess. You want your hair cut, though? Like, he's real, like, to the point. I don't know. If it's not cutting hair, we're not doing
shit. You should do it while he's cutting your hair.
That would be interesting. Yeah. Just,
you know, barbershop, put the mic next to him.
That's what I tell him. I'm like, yeah. So what are we going to talk about? I was like, dude, the same shit we talk about when you cut my hair. He has he needs to be a doctor or some shit.
Man. Yeah, he has like this this therapeutic type of aura, I feel, to him. Like, I go there and I'm cutting my hair and I'm talking, because he asks, like, yo, what's up with you?
Yeah.
No, tell me, like, what's up with you?
And
I'm like, dude, well, check it out. Like, stuff that you didn't want to really share, but you're like, dude, well, check it out. Like, fuck, I'm going to go ahead and tell you. And, yeah, you feel, once he's done with you, you feel clean and you leave, you're like, oh, that was pretty dope. Yeah, like, you know?
Yeah.
So, cool dude, really cool dude. If you guys don't know, go check him out. Avila Prodigy.
Yeah,
right?
APG.
Yeah, APG, Avila Prodigy.
It's on Cesar Chavez in front of Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
That's all I could say.
Cesar Chavez and Eastern, right?
Like, yeah, before Eastern. Yeah, that's really where it's cool at. But the second chair guy that works there.
Yeah.
It's like your cousin or something?
Yeah, it's my cousin.
See, that freaked me the fuck out. I was like, wait, what? And I had told him as a joke the day before with Avila. I was like, hey, man, I'll be back. I'm going to go eat some Carnitas El Momo because I had a line. And I didn't make it back. I ate those fucking tacos and I just went home and slept.
Yeah.
You know? But then, yeah, he's like, oh, your cousin was on the phone with somebody and was saying, like, yeah, I'll go play football, but only if you come and help me cut this meat.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, what? Like, that's how deep it goes, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So we're saying it was Felix, right? That cuts hair?
Yeah. That's my cousin. Felix is my cousin. It was funny when you mentioned it, and I was like, I thought you were going to say, like, dude, what the fuck? Like, they cut my hair too? Like,
yeah.
You know, there's the same people. Like,
the same ones that cut my meat, cut my hair.
Cut off the hair. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But
that's crazy.
It was crazy to see that whole connection. And then everybody there does something, which is very cool. And then your whole thing is music, man.
Yeah. With the house sort of being a restaurant in its own, you know, there was always music playing. There was always people in and out the house. I've always been attracted to sounds, you know, whether it's just like tapping on the table or something. I'm always making noise and really influenced by my grandparents' music, my mom's music. My mom's music has always had an influence on me. She's always playing music at home, you know. I remember my favorite rides home were Sunday nights listening to Art LeBeau, you know.
Yeah.
My mom was playing Art LeBeau, and then at home she'd have her disco music, and then I'd switch up to salsa, merengue, everything.
Uh-huh.
Everything. And a couple nights ago I was tripping out because she was in the shower and she was playing music, and she was bumping the West Coast classics. My mom was bumping the Nate Dogg, the Dr. Dre, the Snoop.
But did she know she was bumping it? Or was
she knows.
Those,
she knows. She knows.
Like,
she's like, she has this little gangster groove she does, you know, dances to it, and she knows what she's playing.
Okay.
I'm like,
okay.
cool, yeah, get it, mom, get it. But,
damn.
So, as far as my influence for music, it's my mom had big impact on that. She was always playing really good stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Really funky bass stuff, all the Marvin Gaye stuff, you know?
Yeah,
she likes all that stuff. Mary Wells. Anytime I hear Mary Wells,
it's just mom.
Mom. So really dope, really dope. Got a lot of flavor from my mom, so I thank her for that.
Yeah, you guys are, another thing that's really cool about going to eat there, and that Billy was talking about, you guys have I'll throw on a track and then he'll throw on a track.
Yeah.
And it sounds good, man. You're expecting to go to Carnitas El Momo, another Carnitas spot.
Right.
And it's a bunch of young kids that work there,
and
that, you know, from that lineage of awesome Carnita making.
Yeah.
And you guys are bumping dope shit, you know?
Just different stuff every
different
time.
Different stuff,
yeah.
It's a great deal.
Yeah, this girl showed up one time to the lunch truck, and she's like, she said that she's like, I was expecting, you know, like some rancheras or whatever, you know. But she's like, I get here and you guys are bumping like Incubus, you know.
It was Incubus.
And then there was some Metallica in there, and then we'll switch it up to like some hip hop, you know. It's really cool. Kind of sets the mood, you know, for the day, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That first song, I know Billy likes to prep his stuff to Metallica. I'm like, dude, you're making me feel like it's game day. Like, I'm about to go hit somebody or something.
Fucking Enter Sandman.
Yeah, dude,
chopping
up onion and cilantro, bumping Metallica in full blast. I'm like, hey, whatever, you know, whatever gets going, you know.
Hey, man, for me, it's Iron Maiden. Like, shit that gets me really going.
Yeah.
It's Maiden.
Yeah, something
run
fast.
To the hills,
yeah.
I'm like, ah, shit.
Yeah, I'm about to run and shit.
Yeah. Fuck the Native Americans, man. They got murked. That's all I'm thinking, you know.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
it's crazy, man. Really cool and really good times.
So, I also saw in some of the mixes you were doing, live shit, right?
Yeah.
You've done some live shows, live DJing and shit?
Yeah. Over this summer, there's this, revamped, because where it used to be Tenno Sushi over on First Street is now PBW. And they have this cool little back room, nice, intimate, I say maybe 50, 60 people tops in there, you know, for a good party. And we're doing Sweet Life Saturdays. I linked up with a buddy of mine, Josh. He represents Outlier Events. It's an entertainment and media group.
Okay.
And we were doing that over the summer. Cool vibes, you know. Probably got about 50 or so people in there, and just bumping house music. It has this really cool basement vibe. All the sound stays in there.
Uh-huh.
So it was really bumping. I was excited for it. Right now we're just planning to move on to bigger things, you know.
Bigger venues,
yeah, definitely. Get ourselves out there a little more.
That's awesome, man. You know, Tenno Sushi was a big staple, at least for me too. It was a very cool
right?
place to just head down and go and eat and drink. Because for those of y'all that don't know, look it up. And now it's called PBW.
Yeah, Pizza, Beer, and Wings. Yeah.
Pizza, Beer, and Wings. You know, it's like John Tafford showed up and was like, hey, this is going to sell.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys, you know?
Exactly.
You can't sell sushi in the hood.
Yeah.
but it's like a house, you know? It's like a house converted into a restaurant bar.
Exactly. It looks just like that, yeah.
Yeah. It's literally a speakeasy, and it's right across the street from one of the Gold Line stations. So if you jump off the Gold Line, go there, grab some drinks, and hop back on drunkenly, and you'll be good.
Yeah, right?
That's totally
fun. A lot of people don't see it. There's a tree right in front of that outside entrance, and a lot of people don't catch it.
Uh-huh.
I tell them, dude, there's this bar right next to the Chase Bank, and they think the other ones, the little
one next to the Salvador
dive bars, they think about those. They're like, dude, you be going there? I'm like, no. Like, it's kind of hidden. There's a big tree in front of it. You really can't see it. Black and yellow building. But I tell them, check it out. Cool vibes, you know? It's something that we don't really have in Boyle Heights, like a sports bar.
Like, that's very true.
Before that, you know, we would have to drive all the way out to Pasadena for Buffalo Wild Wings or something like that.
Fuck yeah, that place, dude.
That's just fun.
Hey, I'm like strictly against Buffalo Wild Wings, man. I don't fuck with it. I don't give a shit. I don't care. I don't really like wings that much.
No, you're not a wing fan?
No, I'm not a wing dude, man. I get like the grown up chicken nuggets, you know, the boneless.
Oh yeah, the boneless. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not enough for me to go and drink fucking Blue Moon till I'm done, just to watch like a freaking cowboy game.
Yeah, a cowboy game.
Oh shit. It's got his cowboy gear on. Yeah, guys, definitely. Everybody.
Don't say that, man. We got a lot of cowboy haters.
Do you
turn
really?
This shit off.
It's all good, man. I don't think upset.
I don't mean to throw shade at PBW or anything, but they host their Raider games there.
Whoa.
I made the fucking mistake of showing up towards the end of a game, of a Raider game, and there were still a shitload of Raider fans in there.
Yeah.
And I went in representing my boys, and some dude was like, dude, you got to go. Like, we're not going to show you a game right here. Luckily, one of the bartenders there, she's really cool, Jackie. She backed me up. She was like, no, you can stay. She told that dude to back off. Like, dude, the game's over. You guys got to chill. But that shit tripped me out. I felt like out of place. I was just like, shit. Like,
they're Raider fans.
Yeah, it was my fault. I should have seen the signs.
Hey man, is there another football? Because I'm not really balls deep in football. You know, like my brother watches like the Broncos and shit.
Okay,
so I'll catch those games. I'm technically a Lions fan. Like,
yeah,
that's what I pay attention to. Because I could pay attention to a team that loses. You know,
yeah,
it's no big deal. But is there another fucking team that just has that kind of following? That's that fucking hateful.
Yeah, like everybody. The Raiders.
The Raiders are the Raiders, right? I mean, the Cowboys because of the 90s, right? Like,
yeah, era. Yeah, yeah. The whole 90s era, and like everybody wanted to be a Cowboys fan. Yeah,
right?
Yeah. That I know of in sports, shit.
The Steelers, maybe. If you go to Pittsburgh, I would imagine
I've never heard shit about the Steelers, like, to where like people are fighting in the stands and shit like that.
Right.
So
just the Raiders.
I don't know. I don't know if it's just the Raiders. I don't know if it's just the Raiders.
Damn.
I mean, after so many losing seasons, that's probably what, you know, it just built up after the years, and it's just like now that they're winning, they're like losing their minds and shit.
Oh, dude, that's it. You just gave a bunch of losers the win.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Like shit. Yeah. They're taking advantage, definitely. You know what? The only crazy fans like that would probably be like soccer, like overseas.
Oh yeah,
you know how like
what
they call them, like street hooligans or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, where you get like a Man U versus a Man City.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's probably like the next
level.
Yeah,
yeah, dude. If you get, you know, fuck Arsenal, you know, like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
I know they're crazy about that shit over there. Yeah.
Man, it's just whole fanaticism. That's why I'm into like fighting sports. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just two people fighting in the fucking ring or the octagon.
Yeah, did you catch some of the fights this weekend?
Yes, I did for the UFC.
Yeah, for UFC.
Oh my God, dude. I put out my picks.
Yeah.
I put out my picks before this whole thing, right?
Uh-huh.
I probably got maybe two right.
Oh,
you know?
All right.
I don't think anybody saw it coming. I didn't see it coming the way that it was all going to flip upside down.
Yeah.
One of the best nights for fights.
Yeah, yeah, in a while, right?
In a long while.
In a long time.
Yeah, I had worked early the night before, so there's a bunch of pictures of my buddies here in this seat,
yeah,
out because we're watching them here on this TV.
All right,
and I was done by the end of it. I woke up to see GSP winning, but I was fucking tired knocking out. You know, I may or may not have had one too many
mezcales
and stuff. And that bottle, that Ron Zacapa, that's actually Kirkland signature. That silver.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I had aged it in that barrel that's over there for 5 months, dude.
Oh, snap.
And that's what it came out as. It went from silver to that dark-ass color right there.
Shit.
Yeah, man.
How is it?
Do you want to try it?
Let's do it.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. We'll get some glasses right now. We'll get some glasses.
All good.
Yeah, that thing went four and a half months, and it went that dark.
Shit.
So the spiciness is still kind of there.
Yeah.
But you could definitely taste the barrel.
Yeah.
So what the fuck did I do? The first thing I did was load it up with some more fucking tequila. Yeah. But some San Matias.
Yeah.
There's these big like liter and three quarters bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And San Matias Blanco is really good on its own.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, for a $20 bottle for a big ass, you know, handle, it's great. So, you know, damn, we're going to see in about 4 or 5 months, you know, how that thing's going to come out. It's going to be hopefully really good.
Then I'll be back in about 4 or 5 months.
You got it, man. You got it. There's always booze at this place.
Yeah.
You know? Let me get some glasses. Go for it, man. Talk to the people. Let them know what you're doing.
For sure. What's coming up next for myself and the Outlier team, we definitely want to get something going for the giving back season. So just tune on my Instagram page, my SoundCloud. I will definitely be posting up the flyer for a toy drive or a donation party, return it back to a good cause, or try to help some people out this holiday season.
Oh, it's got some latency to it. Hello, hello, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah, I think we're back, man.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Yeah, guys, and you know what? This is crazy, man. I'm going to make you a drink out of this Broncos. That's probably the worst thing you could do to anybody. It's automatically going to taste like shit now.
Oh, right?
Yeah, but we're going to give it a shot, literally.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go for it.
On this Monday morning.
On this Monday morning at 10:27.
Like some raging alcoholics.
Yeah. You know, hey, man, my Sundays are filled with, I'll pour a little bit of some Henry McKenna bourbon in my coffee. And I love that shit, man. It's my bag.
I'm going to do a half shot of, don't want to.
Yeah. Taste it, of course. Let's see what happens.
Ooh, definitely reminds me of holidays.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Oh, snap. That's
to you, buddy.
Oh, to you, man. Oh, freaking salute. Yeah. Dude, it's like, it's definitely something to freaking try, but that spiciness doesn't go away, right? That Kirkland signature. Mm. You know, like
it's nice and still warm inside now.
But you get a lot of that wood characteristic, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'll finish it right.
Mm. Yeah, but it tastes nice.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Smooth sailing.
What was going on with the toy drive? You guys are having a toy drive?
Oh yeah.
It's wild.
We haven't decided on a venue. I mentioned it to my buddy Josh that I wanted to go back to PBW just because it's local.
Yeah.
And I want to get the people of Boyle Heights to come out and either donate a toy or a pitch-in party when we'll take whatever profits made from that and send it to somewhere where they need it, you know? Even to the to the people with the hurricanes that were going through the hurricane stuff and, just something to give back, you know? Just something to give back. I know a lot of people like to do their part this time around, you know? Most of us that are blessed and people that are in need, you know? Or even, I was thinking even fucking bring a blanket, you know? Bring the blanket to the party. We'll put it aside somewhere. Mm-hmm. You party it up. Next day, we'll go fucking take it, skid row, and give some people some blankets and shit since starting to get cold.
Dude, that's a real thing. You don't think about it in Southern California as much as you do, in other states where, you know, if you don't get into somewhere warm, you can die.
Yeah.
But here, it does suck, man. It does suck to be sleeping out in the cold and not have any blankets. So that sounds like a great idea, man.
Yeah. Just stay tuned over on the Instagram page is at Danny Costa Music. Music, I spell it M-U-Z-I-K.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So if you ever have to find his SoundCloud, remember that. It'll save you a few minutes.
Yeah. It's the same. Danny Costa Music. M-U-Z-I-K.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a great idea, man. My buddies have always tried to definitely help out that at least when it comes to blankets and whatnot.
Yeah.
My brother did that once. You know, he just had an extra blanket. I don't know. Do other people carry extra blankets in their car?
You know, I think as Mexican families, we just have a shitload of blankets.
Just there's blankets in the world.
Right? I don't like from day one, since I can remember, I don't ever recall going over to a store and buying a blanket with my mom or dad or anybody. And there's just blankets at the house. Shit. Like there's a closet like dedicated to like blankets.
To just blankets, and it's gonna be broken.
Yeah, out here dude, soon. And this is like. You know, you go through and just like, all right, it's getting cold. Let me get this thick ass one, you know?
Yeah.
Me personally, I'm fucking warm bodied. Like, even in the winter, I'm fucking like uncovered and shit. And like,
what?
I don't know, dude. I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm warm. So in the summer, it sucks ass.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Shout out to my girlfriend for putting up with my.
Yeah.
That's when I sleep in the summer because, yeah.
Oh, dude, just.
I'm warm bodied and shit.
Totally jacked up her sleep, huh?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, there's a thing. My brother does the same. Like, even in the winter, he'll still have, like, his fan going.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why do you have a fan? He's like, I just need the breeze. I'm like, sleep outside.
Right.
You know? It's super crazy how some people can do that.
Yeah. Oh, and the thing that sucks is I can't have the fan on me. Like, if I have a fan blasting on me, I'll wake up fucking sore throat, you know, fucking mucus coming out and shit.
That's kind of what I'm going through a little bit right now. That's why I'm drinking the coffee.
Yeah. Fucking... It's that time. It's that transition. Like, you know. Like now, you know, you can come outside in a t-shirt and shorts still, but then it hits that nighttime and it's like, oh shit, it's cold.
Yeah, you
and
better.
And that's what we fuck up and like, you know, you get home and you got the sniffles and shit after.
So that's exactly what happened to me, man. I was in Guerrero and stuff and we went down to the fucking, to the rodeo.
Yeah.
You know, to the rodeo, to the fucking toros, you know, and I, you know, it was hot as balls during the day, humid as fuck. And I didn't bring a sweater at night. You know, and I was drinking nothing but Modelos straight out the fucking, you know, straight out the little ice bucket thing that they
got.
For whatever reason, Mexican ice is colder. I don't get it. You know, I don't know if it's no impurities, you know, they throw on extra shade, but it's just cold down there, you know?
Yeah?
And yeah, dude, my beers, those Modelos were cold.
Frozen as shit.
It might have been a slushy, you know, at some point. And I drank nothing but that. And next morning I woke up, my throat was fucked.
Yeah.
Like completely fucked. And I'm asthmatic as it is, you know? It's like, I was like, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to fucking get a fever and then it's going to come down. But, you know, after that, I was just drinking like mezcal and shit.
Yeah.
You know? I was like, you got to do something positive for your throat. and logically, the only logical thing to do is drink mezcal, you know?
Something, warm it up a little bit.
Warm it up.
Yeah.
But it's very true, man. Like, this is the season where it starts to happen.
Yeah, man. And for a long time I worked with kids, those little guys just come every other day. One of them sicker than the other. And just you guys gotta do something. And it goes on with them for like 2-3 weeks. I'm like, come on, parents. Like,
Well, they fucking lick and touch everything. Like,
yeah, exactly.
They lick their hand and then touch the knobs and then spit on each other. You know, just for fun.
Kids,
fucking kids, dude. Oh, man, you know what's funny? Like, you remember your childhood, right?
Yeah.
And then when you look at kids now, you're like, these fucking things are dumb.
Yeah.
They're all dumb.
You're like, shit, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
But then I also check myself and I'm like, you did some pretty stupid shit.
When you look back at your dumb moments.
Fuck.
What would be top five? I mean, just one of your dumb moments as a kid. I mean, nothing...
All right, so check it out. Right there in my grandma's house, there's a big laundromat behind it.
Yes, I know
there's a big laundromat.
Uh-huh.
At the time, me and my buddies right there from that block were really into wrestling.
Of course.
they threw out these old washers. They threw out the old washer and dryers, and there was a shitload of carton. So we saw that, and what crosses our minds, like, let's throw a fucking carton on the ground, and let's pretend that the fucking washers are like the corner top rope, and let's fucking stand on there and fucking jump on each other and wrestle and shit. Oh. So one of the moments, I'm standing on top of one of the washers, and my friend Ronnie, he grabs me by the ankle and he pulls me. I slid off that thing and I, right on the edge of the washer, I hit my shin, dude.
I just
fucking bounced off that shit, dude. Uh-huh. And I've always been a chubby kid, a fat kid, you know, uh-huh. I've always been heavy. And I landed on that shit, I fucking bounced off of it. I'm on the ground, I'm laying there, I'm like, fucking screaming my lungs out and shit. I move, like, my skin a little bit, and it just, blood just fucking dripped like. And then I fucking limp over back to my grandma's. You know what they gave me? Sprite and a Tylenol.
Did they really give you Sprite and Tylenol?
Sprite and Tylenol, bro. They're like, sleep it off. Like, you know, nothing's going to happen. I'm like, shit, that shit looks pretty nasty. Man, just go to wash it off. Go rinse it. Fucking go lay in bed. And there I am. Fucking Sprite and Tylenol.
No stitches.
No stitches. Nothing. It was just like.
Memorial's not getting visited today.
No, it was just like, everybody was busy. Just like, you know, that's what you get for fucking playing on the washers or whatever.
Yeah.
That was some pretty dumb shit.
Oh yeah. My god, man. Dude, you know what's so funny about parents that have lost the step of caring, you know? Like, right? I love that. I respect that more than the helicopter parents.
Yeah, yeah.
Because anybody could be very worried about their kids. Yeah. But I think after you have a couple, recently my girlfriend was giving her nephew Mango, and he's like a toddler. Not even a toddler, he's a fucking baby.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody around her looked, when they finally got home, they're like, you gave a mango? Like, you're not supposed to give a mango.
Yeah.
She was like, holy fuck. Like, you know, whatever. And then they just started laughing. They're like, I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
If he's allergic to mango or just shits his pants. You know? We'll see what happens. You know?
I didn't know. Are they? You're not allowed to give?
I suppose he. I don't know.
Mango? I never heard that.
Maybe they're just on a milk diet. You know? But. I mean, if you drink milk and you eat mango, you do shit your pants.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, that might have been the
thing.
That combination.
I haven't done that in forever, but
yeah.
Yeah,
I remember that when I need like to cleanse myself out.
Oh yeah, right? Dude, there's Taco Bell do that to you.
Yeah, Taco Bell definitely does the trick.
Yeah, people over here trying to, you know, get rid of antioxidants.
Right.
The trick is Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, huh?
Yeah, that's
flush
the real
right
trick.
Out.
Oh man.
Yeah. Well, I mean. I come from a household where, you know, carnitas were being made since before I was born. So
I was
eating that shit from so I was little, you know,
a baby. Before the mango.
Uh-huh. You know?
They're like, you gave him mango? Should have given him carnitas.
Should have given him carnitas, right? Yeah. That's why I'm all proteined out and muscular, like you see me now.
I believe it, man. I believe it. You had to come in here sideways because the
right?
door isn't big enough.
Turn sideways and shit.
Yeah. You're yoked, man.
Oh,
nah, and you're tall too.
It helps. I'm glad. And
distributes
little taller. Yeah, because if I was short and fat, man. Like,
yeah, that's it, man. That's it. And the life, you know.
Yeah,
that's it. Get that gastro bypass.
Yeah, definitely. Right, ASAP.
ASAP.
Yeah,
not worth living. Oof. Yeah, if you come out ugly.
I was having that
conversation with somebody. How everybody, you know, like fat shaming's a bad thing.
And, yeah.
And, you know, like even height, you know, like short people, tall people.
Yeah.
And to me, like, that's not really a shame thing. I mean, some people are fat, some people are skinnier.
Yeah.
Some people are tall, some people are short. And everybody's standing up for like the other people, you know, but nobody's standing up for the ugly people.
Yeah.
There's no like ugly acceptance.
Yeah.
Because I think you'd have to believe that there was a beautiful and an ugly.
Right.
Which, I mean, I'm not the fucking, you know, most beautiful motherfucker on the planet, but I know Brad Pitt's way fucking hotter than me.
Right.
Like, if Brad Pitt walks into the room, chicks aren't going towards me. You know what? Nah, not Brad Pitt, this guy over here.
Yeah.
You know? And it's the same thing with other people. I mean, just symmetry in their face and shit. They won the lottery and they look beautiful.
Yeah, they do.
But nobody's like, oh, ugly acceptance.
Yeah, no, I'm guilty of like, you know, making fun of people's height or like fat and skinny, whatever. But I've never I've thought it, but I've never seen someone or like told them like, dude, you're fucking ugly. Like that shit hurts me. Like,
oh.
I don't know. That's maybe like just one point like worse than calling someone fat. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you can make fun of someone's height. You can make fun of, or, you know, when they're skinny, yeah, fucking skinny bones. But nothing hurts as much as, like, calling someone fat.
Really?
You get me? Like,
you think so?
I think so. Like, you know, you see a skinny dude, like, yeah, you fucking skinny bones. They don't go home and cry about it. But you call someone, you fucking fat ass, like, that shit.
Maybe there's those skinny dudes that wish that they were yoked as fuck.
Yeah.
And they can't gain any weight,
there is.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, man, fuck you.
Yeah, or skinny dudes wouldn't be as insecure as a fat dude.
Like, you think so? Because there's those dudes that have literally no thighs. You know, I got the opposite issue. I got fucking thunder thighs.
I
my
got
dick looks like a buoy on the top of an ocean of thigh meat. You know, it's just floating there. Like nobody else has this issue where your fucking balls and your dick just get pushed to the front and it just holds there.
Just
you know?
Holds, just sits there. Just sits.
Sometimes, man, it's fucking annoying. I get into a pool and I get out and it's all there. I mean, yeah, you could tell what religion I am. You know, just stepping out the fucking pool. And I don't see anybody else having that issue. I mean, you know, the fat thing is kind of weird because you could, like, if you're fat and you're cool, like, you could be the fat cool guy. You fat got cool. Fat Joe. You got Big Pun.
It's fat with a PH.
Exactly. You could be a fat cool guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. A skinny guy that's cool. Then you get, like, a Machine Gun Kelly in your...
Yeah, Machine Gun Kelly.
He's not as cool as B.I.G., you know?
Right. I mean that's just on like lyrical skill wise, I think.
Yeah.
But I mean like
it has, yeah, sure. And it has nothing to do he's a white guy.
Right, you know? You get me?
With some fucking new age movements.
Yeah.
Piss me off.
Oh, dude. Like I try to listen to some of that shit, you know, just cause it's in the scene or it's what's happening now and I'm just like 30 seconds into like that verse or whatever, I'm just like, nah, like
oh, no.
I can't get into it. Like the beats are fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like the beats, you know, the new school hip hop, whatever. I call it trap. They call it trap music. I'm not gonna call it hip hop. Mm-hmm. Not really sending a message other than they sell and cook dope and they have guns. You know that. Mm-hmm. That's all they're saying now. You know, mm-hmm. Cook dope. You know, in my mama's kitchen, like shit like that. Like you know. Yeah. And I'm just like, nah, that's not hip hop. We'll call that trap. What they call it, trap music. Yeah, like I said, the beats, though. The beats are fucking cool. It's just the raps. It's just, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you know, I went to a concert, that Outdoor Life is Beautiful concert.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we're there for 2 Chainz, and I thought about it almost as theater, you know?
Yeah.
For everybody participating and him being up there and doing his thing. Because it really, it felt more like... It felt more like they were taking part in the image that this dude's throwing out.
Right.
Because, I don't know what he was saying. Like, I really couldn't hear it. The beats were loud. And just a bunch of Asian kids were fucking pretending that they were black. That's all I saw.
Yeah,
like,
they're
all little kids. I mean, not just Asian kids. Sorry, y'all. I love Asian people. But they go to festivals just as much as white people. So that's who you see out there.
Yeah, definitely.
And I was like, where are the black people at, you know? And these kids are the ones that are filling in that look.
Yeah,
you know? They fill in that look. They do that dance. You could almost say that about everything, to be honest with you. But when you see it out there, and there's nothing past the movements and the loud beats, then it's kind of because in that same night we saw or a few nights we saw De La Soul.
Oh yeah,
and it was. That was dope.
Just
man.
That vibe.
Oh,
huh?
Like, it was a different vibe. Everybody knew the songs.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And they're great lyrics. Yeah. It was a good time, you know? It was just a little bit different, but.
Definitely.
Maybe I'm just hating and I'm not young. Maybe I just want to be a young Asian kid, you know? Slinging dick. Just like gonorrhea all day.
Right? Like, shit. Yeah. I tell myself the same thing. I mean, I'm not saying I'm old as shit. You know, I'm only 26. But,
shit, dude, I'm older, man. I'm 29,
and you know we're still kind of in between like that, you know, hip hop, mm-hmm. and then this new shit, you know. So I feel like I still have a good judgment of like, okay, this was dope. This is kind of like just shit, you know, like. And yeah, like I said, like I'll bow my head to the beats and shit. I'm big on beats. I love house music. It's all beats, you know.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's just the raps sometimes, or like the people that are becoming famous off that shit. It's just like, what the fuck?
What does it take, huh?
Yeah, like
21
you know?
Savage. What does it take to just be famous? Little anything,
clip,
you know, whatever, just
little shit, and you'll be fired.
Yeah, little insert your name, insert verb, adjective. It's real weird. Yeah, that's kind of what. Perpetuates in music. I think though it always has, and I had this conversation with that dude Mezcalito.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you know, it's always kind of been the case, but there's just no balance, you know.
Yeah.
there's just no balance or outlets for this other stuff that's being created. And I think that's what's really important, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Talking about Mezcal, I was able to catch their Halloween show right there at PBW. They used that back room.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. And they did their, they have a cypher live. Dude, that fucking beat made by a friend of mine. I met him through PBW, through those Sweet Life Saturday events.
Uh-huh.
Drastic. He produced that beat for that cypher, and that East of the River crew, they just went off on that shit.
Jeez,
man. They went off. I hadn't felt like that about hip-hop in a while. I was just like, damn, that was dope. Like, that shit was tight. Like, you know, and they were rapping about, you know, they had raps. It wasn't just like gibberish, you know? Uh-huh. Or like, I got a fucking gun on my waist and I fucking sell dope. Like that shit was really dope. I left that night and I was like, damn, those guys are really putting in work. Like, they're really taking the time to master their craft. And I was just like, that shit's tight.
Yeah, they're the only ones on this side of the river. Ha.
Right?
Literally. that are actually doing something where it could become a real scene.
Yeah.
That you were kind of getting, like, at the Good Life Cafe, you know, at Project Blowed.
Yeah.
That you're getting somewhere on the other side of the city, and now it's like right here.
Yeah,
it's
fucking
crazy, and these kids are responsible for it because they ain't got no shame. They're like, fuck it, man, we're gonna take our shit to the street.
Yeah.
You know, everybody else was like, we're just gonna be on videos or, you know, on YouTube. And
They're here.
Like,
no, they're,
we're here fucking practicing.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's dope.
Using our surroundings. Like, I've been wanting to do like a Sunday type session. I know they do this thing in Grand Park, Sunday sessions, but I wanted to do mine right there at the Mariachi Plaza.
Oh,
you know,
shit.
Just set up the system and just have people come out and dance. Like, you know, I won't go so hard into like the techno. I'll kind of keep it like a little, like kind of the more disco influenced stuff, a little groovier, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I won't go so fucking like 3 a.m. fucking rolling balls type shit, you know? Like, you know, I'll keep it a little more groovy, you know?
Like I said, that stuff wasn't, it has its moments because it got me through Mexico City.
Yeah, you're zoned out there just listening to the shit. Like,
it's dope, man.
Yeah, I'm glad you liked it, man. I'm glad you took the time to listen to it, man.
Yeah. It was dope, man. It was dope.
Yeah.
And then you even record, like, that's why I was asking about live sets, right? Like, you record them?
Yeah. Sometimes the clubs or a friend of mine will bring that, how can I say, that hardware to hook up to the system, and we can record the whole show, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours of just straight music.
Man.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
He's been a lot of help lately, Josh. From Outliers, he's been coming through a lot, man. Just the way he talks to you is, like, it gets you excited because he's, like, moving his arms and, like, yeah, bro, like, we got this shit. Like, we just got to push. We got to push. And he's really been a really good motivation lately.
Okay. Yeah. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody needs that one person that kind of pushes it to the next level.
Yeah, that kind of believes in you, helps you believe for yourself and shit.
Yeah. You got to grab those opportunities when you can.
Definitely.
Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that with your path and how you've gone with it?
Yeah, you know what? Like, I would get hit up for gigs, like, let's, you know, a couple years back, and I'd kind of be like, do I really want to do this and that, or what if it doesn't turn out good, whatever. And now I'm just like, dude, let's fucking do it. Let's do it. Don't ask questions, you know. Right now, coming up, since I'm not this big star yet, you know, like, I'm not going to expect a full crowd every show, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always optimistic, and I'm always trying to send positive energy and just trying to stay positive and making sure that I'm ready for when I'm up on stage. Mm-hmm. That way, people kind of remember, like, dude, you know, that guy got up there and he rocked it, you know? Whether it's 3, 4, or 5 people that were in the crowd, but if they say, dude, that dude put on a show, that's going to bring them over to the next show or the following show, whatever. So I always just try to stay ready, try to stay positive, and, yeah, just trying to work, man, just trying to be out there and just doing what I tell people I do, you know?
Yeah.
I can't just be fucking taking pictures on Instagram and be like, look, I DJ, you know, like,
right,
in my fucking bedroom, you know? So,
right.
Yeah.
Fucking DJ set from, like, 2013.
Exactly, bro. Like, oh, same shit over and over, and I can't. So, yeah, just definitely trying to just stay on the grind and, you know, mastering my craft.
That's really what it is, you know? Like, it only comes, success only comes about when you practice really hard and then you capitalize on those opportunities that you get, you know, when you get them. Yeah. You really don't know when they're going to happen.
Exactly. Yeah. There's sometimes it's just an unexpected call. Uh-huh. And it's like, dude, you know, I know Josh. He told me about you. Like, why don't you come out and play, whatever. I recently played out in, what is it? OC. I played out in the OC. Mm-hmm. Cool little bar out there. Got invited over by, there's a group of DJs who are really doing their thing, Madhouse DJs.
Okay.
And they invited me to play out there. Really cool dudes. Cool time. And it's just cool. Like, I took a drive 45 minutes. Uh-huh. And it's just like, you know, if I really want this shit, like, you know, that 45-minute drive ain't going to faze me or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I just think, like, is it worth it? Like, you know, am I going to drive, you know, after coming out of work, late as fuck, tired, you know?
Man.
Like, just, like, is it worth it? But it's like, yeah, it is. Because, like, in the future, if I really want to go somewhere, it ain't going to be no 45-minute ride. I'm going to fucking hop on a plane and try to, you know, go play for a couple thousand people, you know? That's what I want, ultimately, you know? So, yeah, man, lately it's just a change of perspective. Really ask myself, you know, is this what you want to do? Is this what you like? And yeah, man, it's what I love. So definitely excited for what's to come.
Oh, jeez, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited for you, man.
Thanks, man.
It's one of those where, you know, I think no matter what it is, if right now, if it wasn't DJing, but you're like, dude, I want to go knit in front of like 100 people, make sweaters in front of them, you know?
Or you just throw them out and shit.
Yeah, throw them out. Like, oh shit, cover yourself. Oh,
yeah.
Here's a scarf, man.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
right?
I'm a fan. You don't jail yourself. But, you know, but if you had like a real passion for it, then it shows. And I think people could tell.
Yeah, for sure, man. Thanks. I just wanted to mention, like, I started on Billy's computer. What did he say his name was on the show? Did he say Juan? Did he say Billy? Because his real name's Juan. Juan Carlos.
I fucking imagine, man. I was like, what Mexican's name, Billy? How the fuck does that happen, you know?
Did he tell you the story? Tell you the story. His brother, my tío Huicho, just started calling him. There was this show, Billy the Kid or Billy Gun, something like that.
Yeah,
and he just started calling him Billy. Like, he just started Billy. And then ever since I was little, I know it's been like, Billy, what's up, Billy? Or like, his friends would come over to the house and they'd call him out, say like, Billy. They always said it like that for some reason. I don't know if that's a hood thing or it was just every time they come over, it was like, Billy. And then he's like, what? It was funny, bro. It was just, you know, just good memories and shit. But yeah, I was saying, I started on that desktop that he had in his room. It was what was that, LimeWire?
Yes.
Remember that shit?
LimeWire.
Yeah, and Napster
shit.
And all that shit.
Oh, man. The
so
good old days.
And it was like my cousins were always there. Billy was there. So it was all of us downloading, you know, illegally, but downloading different shit. Like everybody was downloading different shit. Like my uncle was, like Billy was downloading all the fucking Metallica music and all that shit. And then I would show up.
Always Metallica.
Yeah. And then I would show up and then, like, you know, download, I don't know, some other hip-hop shit. And everybody was just adding their own flavor to that list of music. Mm-hmm. There was a shitload of music. And then I found out about Virtual DJ. Virtual DJ is like this DJ, you know, little knockoff DAW that you can use on the computer. And I started with that. So when I got my hands on actual equipment, I already had an idea.
Okay.
You know, I had an idea, and then I already had an idea of it, and you know, I just said, wow, like, I kind of have a knack for this shit.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, man, I my first system, I bought it off this dude that used to DJ out in HP. I don't remember his name. He's like, yeah, I'm going to sell it, and you're interested in. Yeah, man, I bought two turntables and a Pioneer mixer for, like, $900.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because, I looked it up, and the mixer itself was worth, like, $600. And then he added the two turntables, so I was like, yeah.
Well, what kind of turntables were
they? The turntables were pretty whack. They were Numark turntables.
Yeah. People always talk about
that. They didn't have, he wasn't rocking Techniques. Techniques are the ones that are, the turntables are the shit. Yeah. They discontinued.
Really?
Yeah, so if, you know, if ever you're around some Techniques or whatever, you know, ask about them, or they're discontinued.
You got to pick them up then.
Yeah, gotta grab them, yeah, if you see them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now everything's digital. Now the CDJs. you know, with the USB stick, which makes it awesome for, like, the DJ that's just, like, going club to club. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I walk in there with my headphones and a USB.
What?
And it's like, yeah, just plug and play. I personally find it awesome. Old school DJs are like, man, we used to have to carry the vinyls and this yeah. and that. Like, well, yeah, like, that's cool. Like, you know, you got to experience that. You got to live that. Now, I'm not going to show up with a fucking box of vinyls when you can't play them, you know?
Like, that's very true.
Yeah.
You're going to lug your what is it, technique around.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
It's not worth a bunch of money.
Yeah, and that's not what the clubs have anymore, you know, so.
Right, just, right. It's a different now. Like, there's something crazy about, like hip-hop DJs and yeah. scratching and right, all that right, stuff. Right. You know, that has its own little avenue, but it's a big avenue. I shouldn't say a little, they're all avenues, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Uh-huh. And I started with using vinyls. Mm-hmm. What did they call that? You downloaded the program on the laptop, uh-huh. and then that program came with its own, like, vinyl. It was a blank vinyl, but that program would read that vinyl.
That's right.
And then you just
drop it on there.
Yeah, you just drop. So it was just weird. Like, you didn't have to be switching the vinyl. It was just like one, you know, two vinyls, mm-hmm. and then you were just loading it through the laptop, and it would just play whatever track you loaded. Track, yeah, two. And for a while, like once they started transitioning into like the CDJs, I was like kind of lost. I was like, man, what the fuck? Like, I was just like, nah. I thought I didn't have it no more. I was like, oh, I just don't have it in me no more. But with practice, you know, I was just like, yeah, it's the same shit. And it for me, it's a little more fun, you know, having the digital stuff. Everything's on hand, you know, like you can do your tricks, whatever, the loops and all that shit. So it's really cool. I've really adapted and I like it. And it's dope.
Yeah. No, man, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, you're making a party happen.
Yeah.
You know? Definitely go use the tools that make parties happen for sure. Oh shit, dude! We're at 47 right here. Let's throw out some shout outs.
All right.
Let me check and see which ones we got here. I'm like your Art LeBeau, people. If you have any shout outs, definitely leave a comment on one of our pictures, on one of the pictures there, and be like, "This is what I want you to say, this motherfucker." Anything goes, really. So start off at the top. We got my buddy Raccoon. He says, bring back churros y puros. Also, O'Doyle rules. I'm not sure what that meant.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shout out to O'Doyle's. O'Doyle. And then Sarah's Market. Aw, man. I want to send a shout out to Steven and Sarah and the best podcast ever, Dude from LA. Thank you very much. Yeah.
He's actually wearing your guys' shirt as we speak.
Hell yeah.
Sarah's Market.
Hell yeah. They're actually the sponsor of this episode. So
all right,
Yeah, they're fucking great people, man.
What's up, Sarah's Market?
Sarah's Market. we got D. Guzman, my brother. Shout out. He sent this out to Sal, Gomer, and Jeebus. Les gusta el arroz con popote.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah. Yo, tell people what that means. Tell people. I think it's important for them to know.
You think it's all right for me to tell them?
Yeah. I think it's appropriate.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I...
Nobody knows what it means. It just means you suck dick, I think. And like, I think, but I was like, what does that mean? It's like, you're just sucking like the white arroz out of the popote. Like, popote is a straw, everybody. So,
yeah.
And I don't, man, it's like, it's rice pudding, arroz, you know, arroz con popote. I don't know, man. That's how I envision it. It just means you suck dick.
You suck. Yeah, you suck. You're a sucker.
We got VO. To Cardi B. Cardi, how do I get my mans to buy me an Yves Saint Laurent? That's hilarious.
She asked Cardi B.
Yes, Cardi B. And I think that's it for the shout outs, everybody. Yeah, let me know if you guys want anything shouted out. I'm waiting for like somebody to be like, you know, this is Toker. This is my shout out to my girl Green Eyes.
Yeah.
Out in Folsom. You know, like right, that shit.
That's funny that you mentioned that. I was just telling my buddy the other day, listening to Art LeBeau as a kid, I always just thought like, damn, why are these fools, or like, I always thought that it was like these dudes going away to work or some shit.
Right.
When they were like, oh, I can't wait for you to get home and miss you so much. I'm like, damn, like, what the fuck do all these fools do that they're leaving home to go work? And I didn't know, you know, till I got a little older. And I was just like, these fucking dudes are locked up. Like, I can't wait till you get home, you know, like, even though you fucking beat my ass and that's why you're in there, like, I still love you. Dude, right?
I see a lot of cops and that's very much so the truth.
Yeah.
You know, like, cops will show up and it's like the guy's on top of the girl.
Right.
She has a bunch of bruises.
Yeah.
And then it's like, hey, I don't want to press charges. And they don't know that the state law is if they show up and the person that has bruises, the person that doesn't have any bruises, they get taken to jail if it was a domestic.
Yeah, yeah. Whether they press charges or not.
Yeah, the state presses charges. Yeah, so it's like, I've always told my girlfriend, I was like, go for it. Like, if anything happens, I'll call the cops, man.
You can't
hit me, dude. You can't hit me. I've seen enough.
Yeah.
I don't mind ratting you out. You know? It's just hilarious.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, they can't press charges. So I think that's what happens the next day. It's like, oh, man, I still love them. But then that's how, that's the reason that they do it, because then they get beat up worse or even worse, you know?
Right.
Damn, that's so fucking sad. We went down like a domestic violence route. That's horrible, man. Oh, shit. What are your thoughts on pussy?
Yeah, switch it up real quick. Free Ezekiel Elliott, he didn't beat up that girl. There's text messages clearly stating that she's just thirsty ass. Whoa. Female, wanted to end his career, shady ass bitch.
Damn, maybe I'm not in this this like area of expertise. Who's it?
That's the Cowboys running back. They want to give him a 6-game suspension, and he's still fighting. And he's saying, "Nah, I didn't do that shit." He's like, "I'm not gonna take that suspension, you know, for something I didn't do." He's like, "That's not who I am." And I mean, there's proof. The state didn't find him guilty. It's just the NFL. The NFL is still pushing for him to do the 6-game suspension.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so I'm just like, you know. And we were talking about domestic violence, so I was just like, you know.
Hey,
free boy Ezekiel Elliott.
I was going to say, maybe he did do it, and are you slanted because he's on your team? Because
he's fucking beast and shit, and he didn't play. I don't know, man.
That was my girl with fucking Kevin Spacey with House of Cards. Yeah, she was fucking pissed. She's like, God damn it, man. Could he not have waited until the final season of House of Cards before he comes out and says that Kevin Spacey diddled him?
Yeah.
And I was like, that's insensitive as fuck. Like, he's a creep, creeping on little boys.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but the fucking show was so good.
And you know what? You see that now with that whole fantasy football. Like, you know, dudes are getting injured left and right, fucking blowing out knees and shit. Yeah. And people on their comments are like, Instagram, they're like, oh, fuck, you fucked up my fucking fantasy score and I don't know what. And these dudes are replying, like, dude, fuck your fantasy team. Like, this is my life. Like, you know. And it's similar to what your girl was saying with that dude.
With that dude, man. It's funny, the things that we will let slide.
Right?
Just because they're like, dude, I see him on TV.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, he fucked her up, but still, he needs to finish the show.
Right?
Or, you know, whatever.
He fucked her up, but then you go like, how bad?
Was it that bad? Yeah.
Was it that bad? Can we get over this? Did you just fuck up your Thanksgiving?
Exactly.
Man, do you have any plans for Thanksgiving?
Just hang out with the fam, man. Hang out with the fam. My mom cooks bomb, so I can't wait for
it. Fuck a turkey. Do you guys carnitas, I hope?
Nah, dude. The holidays are just like, we have, you know, carnitas every weekend. Shit. It's just like, we definitely try to switch it up. Yeah, a lot of people that know me, a lot of my close friends, they know my birthday's coming up. I'm from December.
Ooh.
And
December what, man?
December 14th.
Okay, all right. My brother's the 6th, man.
The 6th?
Crazy.
Yeah.
And his wife is from the 24th.
Oh, okay. Your brother's a Sagittarius.
Is that what it is?
Free spirited, laid back.
Free spirit, so? Danny. There you go. Hey, yeah? You just told him. Les gusta arroz con popotes. That's free spirit.
No, free spirit. We're not free to explore. And shit.
Oh, that's right. Is that what it is? Yeah.
Man. I think Sagittarius people are laid back. Just don't get on our bad side. It's hard to get on our bad side.
Uh-huh.
But if you do, it's just no bueno.
Death forever. Just leave this life.
Yeah.
I don't need you.
You don't exist and shit. But what were we talking about?
Thanksgiving, man. Turkey.
Oh yeah.
You guys, bomb.
Sometimes we'll go back to things, to the turkey, but being Mexican, we try to just switch it up, you know, like just nobody really eats the fucking turkey. They eat everything else.
Dude.
They eat everything else.
Yeah.
Most people I asked, like, what's every like turkey? Oh, I don't like turkey. I don't like turkey.
No.
And they'll eat everything else. They'll eat the baked potatoes, the salads, whatever. Oh. They'll eat it. And the fucking turkey's there, like, you know, with one leg off, just one, like, there for, like, you know. And the recalentado, nobody touches the turkey. It's just the ham. You know, they'll eat the ham.
The ham is a beautiful thing.
The ham and the mashed potatoes. Like,
let's call that a day. That's it. Just do that.
And it's right around the corner, too, so I'm excited. You know, we should, I like, on the day of the mornings, all the parks get filled around here with, dudes playing football.
Oh, fools that
fuck each other left, fucking up, so stupid, fucking each other up left and right, dude. Like,
everybody's suddenly a football fucking turkey bowl player.
Yeah, you know? Turkey bowl is like, fucking, really? They're trying to fucking get a motherfucking scholarship.
Yeah.
On a fucking field and shit, but. I mean, it's cool. I get to catch up with a lot of friends, you know. Just at the park, have a couple brews on the low, you know. Cops seem to be a little more lenient that day, you know.
Dude, I still drink at the parks. I tend to drink a lot in public nowadays.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is going to happen? A ticket? I'm fucking down for a ticket. Let me just have my damn beer.
Yeah.
It's just something freeing about, like, you know, walking around a park and just drinking a beer. Right? And if you have a craft beer, it looks like a soda.
You can pull it out. Yeah, if you go with, like, the usual shit, like a bright-ass Bud Light.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, they're going to notice. But, yeah, craft beer, you can be like, it's a fucking tea or something. Uh-huh. You know? Definitely didn't think about that. Smart. Yeah,
and even then, man, what the fuck are cops gonna do? It's just a beer.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm having a beer.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? Take my ID. Let's write up a ticket. Let's make it happen. But I'm finishing my beer.
Yeah. Right. I went to check out one of my buddies' baseball games, and dude, that shit was cracking. They had there was a fucking tamborazo.
Whoa. And
the taco lady, you know, tacos del pastor.
What? What kind of bomb ass baseball tacos. Game is this,
dude? Just at a park.
What
at a
park?
You know what? It's hidden. I'm going to get back to you on that park, because there's this dude that goes there. His tacos del pastor were banging, bro.
Damn.
I'm going to get that name for you, that park. I think my buddy told me that he's there every weekend. They have games every weekend. Uh-huh. So there was a tamborazo playing. They're playing baseball. Both teams have their coolers.
Is it a Cuban team?
No, Mexican, dude. Mexican baseball. Like, I mean, Latinos, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Both teams had fucking coolers on each side, you know,
just that is beers. Hilarious.
Yeah, instead of a water, like when you come in, you know, to the dugout, it was like a beer, you know.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. So that was really cool. We're just chilling there Sunday. I was a little hungover, so I was recovering, you know.
Yeah.
People had like their Michelada cups.
That is fucking dope.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking dope. I was just like,
if you get enough people to break the law doesn't exist.
Right?
Yeah, it's just
Or if you make it look like it's something friendly and like, you know, fun.
Yeah.
You know,
hey, we cop, get away go, with go it. Go get a taco real quick.
Yeah,
you know?
Hey, get this weirdo a fucking taco and
that's
shit.
That's hilarious.
He was like, thank you, Jose.
Thank you. I know you're on parole. Not taking you in today.
But yeah, not today.
Tomorrow's another day.
Yeah. Exactly. They'll let you get away with that shit.
That's dope, man. I did that at freaking, at a high school softball game.
Yeah.
It was like, take your parents to school day. And it wasn't my kid. I don't fucking have kids. So I was like, we went with the girlfriend's little cousin, and she was playing the game. I was like, the teachers versus the kids. And I fucking just showed up with my little cooler with, like, you know, stone beer and shit.
Yeah.
And I drank like four of them. And nobody told me nothing.
Nobody.
No. I'm pretty sure nobody thought about doing that.
Yeah.
Or think, oh, damn, like, you can't drink on school grounds.
Yeah.
I just fucking drinking my stone beer, and it was
not even like trying to hide it.
No, why would I hide it?
Shit.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I was literally waiting for somebody to tell me
to come
something.
Up to you, like, hey, uh-huh. Cut that shit out.
Hey, man, hi. Don't believe it's appropriate for you to be drinking.
Yeah.
Here in front of it sounds like Barack Obama's telling me that. Yeah. I don't know why my authority goes to like Barack Obama.
I
think you shouldn't be drinking here.
Yeah.
It's not appropriate around the kids. You know, like that kind of shit.
Dope, yeah.
But I fucking drank it and had a good time,
just chilling,
man. Yeah.
As long as you don't get rowdy, man.
I think that's what it is. I get sleepy, dude. Like I told you about this past weekend. I don't, you know, I don't really get crazy.
Yeah.
Even when I drink this stuff, I'm just like, well, time to take a nap. I'm going to be over there behind the tree. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm big on more of a beer guy. I'm big on Pacifico, and I don't know. It just tastes sweet to me. I don't know.
Hey, man, it's good stuff.
Pacifico, that's what's been on the plate lately.
What about, like, Victoria and stuff? Because they're kind of...
I'll drink Victoria. What I won't drink is, like, Like Modelo, I stopped fucking with it just because really? The hangover, like the heartburn was savage. Like, and really? It was always just with Modelo. And Modelo was just, I would get like heartburn the next day. I was just fucking dying from the heartburn.
That's insane, dude.
Yeah. And but for a while, me and my buddies were, it was just all Modelo, all Modelo, all Modelo.
Yeah.
It was just, I was just like, damn, we got to switch it up now.
It's
we
the Mexican epidemic, man.
Yeah. I've called it that. Mexican hipster beer, Modelo. Yeah. It's kind of to look cool now.
I like it though.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Negra Modelo, you could.
Yeah, drink Negra Modelo. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
it's
I'm really a big good. Fan of Bohemia though. Like,
oh yeah, Bohemia. I
can, but nobody else drinks it, so it's good. Modelo.
Modelo, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, fucking, I have nothing but you know craft beer, but people also don't want to drink that shit. You know what I mean? So
I'll have like one craft beer and shit. It's just like, you know, I just can't like. Stay sipping it like Tempalaga and shit, or like
that's kind of the point though.
Yeah,
you know, like you drink good quality big beer.
Yeah,
but you're right. You can't drink all day with it.
Yeah,
And most parties, most Mexican parties, you're in it for the long haul.
Yeah, like, exactly. Hey,
the power. That's funny, man. Got some family and shit. You can always tell when families stop being so Mexican and start being more. I don't want to say Americanized because. You know, we're all American. It's beautiful. Yeah. But their parties start to change. You know, when they say party starts from 4 to 7.
Yeah.
And it really does start at 4 and it fucking ends at 7.
At 7.
You know, like a Mexican party, it's like it starts at 4. Nobody shows up till 6 and they don't leave till the next day.
Yeah, till the next fucking day.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just one of those where you got to fucking get something that you could drink all fucking night and not get so crazy.
Yeah, and not get so crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just...
But I like our parties, man. Look, we're already starting to... We got a party coming up soon. We got some 18 packs.
You're already prepping and shit.
For some Modelos, but, you know, I like our parties because it's... I said this once. Girlfriend's family once went to a party.
Yeah.
And it was a regular fucking Sunday. I mean, everybody's got to work the next day. And they showed up with 3 fucking 24 packs of Modelo bottles. And I was like, this ain't no quinceañera, man. Like,
you're
showing up. This is like, but just in case people get thirsty.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? And then you'll go to some parties, man, with some young kids, and they'll show up with like a damn 6-pack of Bud Light. And I'm like, you motherfucker, that's it. I'm not partying with you no more.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a one-time deal.
Yeah, don't you hate that?
Fucking
like,
hate it.
Fuck, man. Like, what, are you the only one at the party and shit?
Right, right. He's like, well, I brought one for everybody.
Or they show up with the tall can.
Yes.
They show up with like, motherfucker, turn your ass around. Fucking go home.
You're missing about 23 of these.
20-something of these fucking cans.
Make it happen.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. I mean, it's not even about like being stingy or like, you know, with beer. It's just like, consider it like you're gonna finish that beer and then you're gonna be digging through the cooler for more beer,
right?
And you're gonna, you know, have the time of your life off somebody else. Like, I mean, it's only fair, man. It's only fair. Like,
yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, it's only fair.
You know, I think it happens because some people don't, that's the way that they are, but you also don't know where to ball and where not to ball.
Yeah,
you know, I'm always of the mindset that if you've never been there, it's better to overball than to underball.
Right.
Yeah. Just go there and show your love.
Yeah.
And it'll come back eventually.
Yeah.
There are
good
people
definitely.
To come back. And if not, you okay, that's money spent and you learned.
Yeah.
You learned, okay, they're tight asses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I ain't gonna go not eat with them anymore.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
if you're counting up your salad plus your margarita and you're only giving me $20 and we're all out here having fun.
Yeah.
You know, fuck that, man. Yeah, I'm not eating with you no more.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, man. That really gets under my skin. I just, you know, especially with like food and shit.
Oof.
Food, like, come on, bro.
Yeah, come especially on. Right with you guys. I mean, food's such a big thing.
Yeah, like, you're don't be tight with your food,
can't
man.
Be tight
like,
with your food,
you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm glad I had a lot of family to be like, you know, give me some of your fucking food, and it's now it's just like, yeah, take food. I mean, it's food, man.
Uh-huh.
Get it, you know, get it.
Right.
Yeah. At my home, at my mother's house, we have rules like if it's in the fridge, you don't ask.
Right.
You know, if you can eat it, you warm that shit up and you fucking scarf it down, whatever.
That's a good fucking rule.
Yeah. Like, don't ask. They actually get upset. Like, mom, can I heat this up? What the fuck are you asking me for?
It's in the fridge.
Yeah, and it's in the fridge. Heat that shit up. Eat it. Yeah. So I really like that.
Yeah.
I've been in houses where it's like shit's marked. Like,
oh my God.
You know, they have a fucking post-it on the fucking sandwich that's sitting in the fucking fridge. Like,
oh my
do
God.
Not eat. Like,
do not eat.
Man, fuck this shit.
Crystals.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Crystal. That's my sandwich now.
Fuck you, Crystal.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I used to do that to my roommate in college and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'd pay for like his buffet after, but I was like, hey, man. I saw that shit in there and I ate it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd be honest with you. I'd be like, hey, man, it fucking looked good.
Yeah.
So I ate your panini sandwich. And he's like, what the fuck? I was saving it. I was like, yeah, I know. I'll pay for dinner next time. But
yeah.
Fucking wanted that shit in the moment, my man.
Yeah.
So
shit was there, man. And you're hungry? Shit, you're going to take that shit. Yeah. You didn't get into fights over that shit?
No. Not with food. Yeah. We got into fights over other stuff. But it was, yeah, and it was minor.
Yeah.
You know, probably talk about that shit off air.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's it, man. We did like an hour plus.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
We could keep going.
It was dope.
You know, it's like, I'll have you back on so we could, you know, promote something else. If you got another, you know, PBW.
Yeah, event or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. What I really wanted to do is that show to give back, you know? So, yeah, like I said, just stay posted on the Instagram. If you guys want to do your part these holiday seasons, you know, give something to the people who are less fortunate. And yeah, man, that's all I got lined up.
That's awesome. That's fucking awesome, man. Thank you for coming on. Sure, where can people find you again on Instagram?
At Danny Costa Music. Music is M-U-Z-I-K. Danny Costa is the way. DANNYCOSTA.
That's it.
Music, yeah. All together, Danny Costa Music, yeah. SoundCloud as well, Danny Costa SoundCloud. Music.
That's where you could hear all the music and
yeah, my mixes. I have some original tracks coming out soon. Just working on the mastering aspect of that. Hopefully, you guys enjoy the originals as much as you guys do the mixes.
Fucking A, man. Well, yeah. Awesome. Thank you for coming on, guys. Go ahead and check him out. And it was great, man. It was great talking to you.
Yeah, man. It was dope.
All right, next episode coming soon. Y'all take care. Peace.
Later. Yeah, before we go, shout out to all the Piña fam. Shout out to Luis Leon, my buddy who put me on since a couple years back. Shout out to my girl China Doll. She's always supporting me. Day one shit.
Now it sounds like an Art LeBeau thing for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to Creepy and Sleepy. Yeah. And shout out to Carnitas El Momo. You already know what it is. We'll see you guys. Hope to see you on the dance floor. Peace.
Sweet.